Ranchers in the Flint Hills burn grasslands in the spring to kill off invasive vegetation and promote growth of native grasses for livestock. And due to Kansas winds, communities as far away as eastern Nebraska are known to experience pollutants from the thick smoke. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment's current smoke management plan went into effect in 2010. It aims to reduce the number of days when ozone and other pollutant levels exceed federal health guidelines. But according to the state's Sierra Club, Kansas communities had more days of pollutants exceeding federal limits in the first 5 years the smoke plan went into effect than in the 5 years before the plan was initiated. Despite environmentalists' fears of dwindling action by the EPA at a national level, the Kansas Sierra Club says they hope the agency's regional administrator in Kansas City will initiate discussions to update the plan with some new thinking. I'm Abigail Beckman.